Efforts to improve tribal-state relations and new economic development in Indian Country are continuing in South Dakota. The Secretary of State, Chantel Krebs, is reaching out to tribes and forming new memorandum of agreements that help tribal governments maintain commercial codes that are a foundation for economic development. Tribal business leaders say they welcome the efforts, but add that much more work is needed to boost tribal sovereignty, smooth state relations, and pave the way for tribal economic development. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray has more.
Say you're a lender or a bank, and you want to know if a mortgage application you're considering regarding a property has another outstanding loan. This is one area where a Uniform Commercial Code, or UCC, comes in. For years, tribes didn't have universal commercial codes, and this made starting a tribal business or getting a home loan much more difficult. And this is something the Secretary of State, Chantel Krebs, wants to remedy.
One of my goals and missions in the Secretary of State's office is to continue building relationships with our tribes across South Dakota to provide the Uniform Commercial Code filing service. We are wanting to build the relationship to provide that service for tribes across South Dakota at no charge.
Krebs is working out Memorandum of Agreements, or MOAs, with each tribal government in the state to help implement UCCs. Tanya Fiddler is with the Four Bands Community Fund. She's a leader in Indian Country economic development. Fiddler says the Secretary of State's office is taking a positive step. She adds that more work is needed to increase the power of tribal courts that can ensure uniform commercial codes are kept.
If we want to be successful developers, it's worth tribes investing in their courts development once they enter into these agreements like a UCC. So not only is this first effort for, you know, developing an MOA so that UCCs come into place, but it will be interesting to see what the state can do for resource and support in building out the capacity of the tribal court system.
Fiddler says that the new State Tribal Economic Development Task Force that was created last year is also a positive move forward. She says while challenges remain, there is a large potential for new tribal economic development across the board. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.